You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America, people locked in all over the world. I'm happy that you're here. Thank you. What the hell else am I going to say? You can always listen to every minute, every second of the show on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to everybody listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in Miami. You could be in Detroit. You could be listening in San Antonio, in Austin, Texas, in Houston. What's up, everybody on the loop? You could be listening in the Bay Area, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Boise, Oklahoma City. Probably missing something. What's up, Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver on both sides of the border? Everybody up in Boston, WEEI. Man, we just popping everywhere. I got you covered. You can find me online if you should choose at JR Sport Brief. Don't message me if it's against your work rules. Don't message me if your wife is going to wonder what the hell you're looking up at this time of night. If you want to call me, you can do that. Probably safer. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tonight, the NFL also had its, I guess, a dress rehearsal, you can call it, for Monday Night Football. ESPN, we saw the Washington Commanders beat the Ravens tonight, 29-28. They beat them on a field goal, and Baltimore's 24-game winning streak in the preseason is snapped. The last time they lost a game, 2015. Sam Howell looked good tonight. 19-25 passing, 2 touchdowns, 188 yards. Commanders got something positive to look at, and then they got a new owner. Just great things all around for the Washington Commanders. No Odell Beckham Jr., no Lamar Jackson, and I think we know the reasons why. You want those dudes healthy when the games actually matter. Sam Howell definitely needing the repetitions and showing why he deserves them. So good on the Washington Commanders. Sha'Carri Richardson, you might remember Sha'Carri. A couple of years ago, kind of flaming out all her issues prior to the Olympics in Tokyo with the marijuana and the drug test and just a lot of posts on social media. It seems like her attitude has changed. She comes back and she wins gold in the World Championships. This was the biggest event in racing. This is the biggest event in racing outside of the Olympics. And she walks away with a gold. We talked about her. The Women's World Cup, we talked about that. Spain beating England. But the biggest news is the president of the Spanish national team kissing the star player on the mouth after the game. And then he had to apologize. Jonathan Taylor allowed to seek a trade from the Indianapolis Colts, but let's be real, who the hell is going to pay Jonathan Taylor to show up to work? And who's going to give up draft capital to bring him in? There was a lot of conversations about Stephon Diggs and Stephen A. Smith saying that he knows on good authority that Stephon Diggs does not want to be there. And Stephon Diggs says, man, source is not true, not correct. James Harden seems that he thought he was going to be traded immediately after opting in. And oh yeah, by the way, Anthony Richardson, why didn't he play against the Chicago Bears? They just gave this dude the job. And now they just got him sitting around watching. Don't you want him to get some type of reps before we go into the season? The Colts are ridiculous. I don't understand. Their new head coach, who hasn't coached a game yet, Shane Steichen, he had some type of explanation as to why Anthony Richardson didn't play. And he said he can still learn by not playing. Listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, he's taking those mental reps on the sidelines. It's always good to go through that mental process. So obviously taking that rep on the sidelines, going through that process, hearing the play call, and seeing it visually on the sidelines is good. And then obviously we get a chance to go come back in tomorrow and review the tape with these guys and learn from it and get better.
Okay. In the preseason as opposed to the regular, that's why I said last week, what the hell is the big deal with letting this dude like sit down and watch a couple of regular season games? He needs, and I'm, what do I know? I'm not no head coach in the NFL. I wouldn't get an interview, okay? But the fact is, isn't the regular season different than the preseason? He's getting mental reps, okay? All right, sure, yeah, fine. Whatever you want to call it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And oh, yeah, by the way, Jim Harbaugh. I know there was a lot of conversations. Is he going to be suspended? Is he not going to be suspended? It seems like Michigan is trying to get ahead of anything that would take place. I'm sure by now you know about the recruiting violations under Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. And so Michigan is saying we are going to self-impose a 3-game suspension. What a big deal, right? First 3 games for the Wolverines, East Carolina, UNLV, and Bowling Green. Damn it, they might as well go ahead and push him for 4 games because Rutgers, they play Rutgers. Okay, not the same pushover. Unfortunately, from my own eyes, I witnessed Michigan coming in to beat Rutgers a few years ago, and it was an absolute annihilation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shane is here from Bulgaria. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thanks for having me on again. Like I always say, you're the most professional man on the radio, and thanks for keeping us entertained at night. I really appreciate it. Well, me in the morning of a year, but I really appreciate it.
No problem. What do you eat for breakfast in Bulgaria?
So I eat, right now I'm having yogurt, homemade yogurt, and apricots from the apricot tree, and we're actually having apricot moonshine.
Oh, you're having moonshine in the morning?
Yes, sir. That's a typical thing, but people don't realize in Bulgaria they're famous for their roses. They're famous for their wine, and it is traditional to take all your fruit to the little local, if you will, distillery, and then you go out there and you make your you pay your little, you know, $20, if you will.
They ferment it.
And you take it home.
Oh,
simple.
Nice.
Love it.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad, man.
It doesn't. Plus, on top of it, you got the beach as well, which is, you know, right down the street. So, you know.
Well, wait, way to make us jealous that we're not in Bulgaria, Shane. Go ahead.
Well, you know, everybody can't be perfect, my friend. I'm sorry. But, you know, I wish I was in D.C. right now. I'll be coming home next week. So, you know what? Here's what I like to talk about. The other guy, you know what? Evidently, he did not realize that we had a horrible person here by the name of Snyder. You know what? Bugs Bunny can own this team right now as long as it's not Daniel Snyder. Let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. So at that point, hey, look, the Commanders are back. I hate to say it to all those people out there that's been hating on us for a long time. And it just goes to show you, if you got good management in anything you do in life, it will carry over in everything you do, and it shows right now. Number one, who would have thought that the Commanders, we'd even walked in and do what they did today? Then you know what? Breaking that streak is a big deal, and that is a big deal. And Sam Howell looks good out there. Defense looks still good, but our special teams look good. I think the Commanders are back. I think we're okay, and our quarterback play looked pretty good. Even Fromm went out there and played his little tail off. You know, I thought we looked pretty good. I'll let you give your opinion on it, but you know what? I think we look good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shane, for calling from Bulgaria. I ain't drawing too much into it. I mean, you can certainly be thrilled with what Sam Howell is doing. I don't care in what capacity, preseason, regular season, to go out there and complete 19 of 25 passes and throw 2 touchdowns, that counts for something, and it's going to help his confidence go up. So that counts for something, which is why I find it peculiar to not even have Anthony Richardson going out there and taking reps. Are they afraid? I have no idea. Everything that the Indianapolis Colts do from the top of the organization, starting at Jim Irsay all the way down, I have to evaluate and I just go, what the hell are they doing? It's like you're kind of poking your running back with a stick And then your quarterback, you want to play him, but you don't want to play him. You want him to get reps. They make no sense. I feel like even dating back the last year, well, we want a new coach, so what do? Let's just pull Jeff Saturday off of television. He didn't want nothing to do with our coaching staff for years, but we're going to pull him off of television, and he's just going to be an amazing coach. Like, what are the Indianapolis Colts going to think of next? I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, JR, man. I think Steph Kerr, he's this generation, you know what I'm saying? Shooting guard, like you say, he's shooting, but I don't know why he got that point guard, like you said.
But Rob, can you talk a little louder?
I said, I understand what you're talking about Steph Curry. He's just a shooting guard. He loves to shoot the ball, but that's what he do. He's a three-point king, man, but, I mean, that's the game today. That's the game today. This is not back in the day. The game has evolved. Everything has to change, you know?
Yeah, I've seen that. And so, what are you saying in regards to his comments in relation to Magic Johnson?
Yeah, man, he's number one right now, man. I mean, hey, until somebody else come along like Trae Young or Anthony Edwards, you ain't talking about Anthony Edwards tonight.
I did talk about Anthony Edwards tonight. We certainly did, Rob.
I apologize, so I didn't hear. It's
okay. Yes, just because you didn't hear it doesn't mean that it didn't take place, Rob. Okay, Rob. Man, what the hell is Robert talking about? Ugh. Talk about point guards, man. How you telling me the game evolved and the game has changed? Oh, yeah, of course it does. I talk about evolution and change all the time here. I ain't no traditionalist. I mean, there are things that I like and enjoy. We got dudes who pass the ball. They're rolling the offenses to pass the ball. That's not Steph Curry's job. His job is to shoot. Ugh. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rich is here from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rich?
JR, thank you for a plethora of topics on the drive home from FedEx Field tonight. I mean, a wealth of them, and I picked it up with your point guard conversation, which I thought you broke down really well about the difference. And if we're going to go Magic 1, which I'm okay with, I think we have to go Oscar Robertson as 1A. And the farther we get away from being able to see somebody in person makes it much harder, of course. And that's where, you know, Steph Curry's in our face. But Magic 1 and Oscar 1A.
I'm not going to dispute that, but there has never been a day since this man started just jacking up shots that I looked at him and said, he's a point guard. I mean, Monte Ellis was he's small. He was small as hell. He was a shooting guard. Come on. But anyway, how was the game?
My second one, and thanks for the Commander's point of view, is as a fellow owner, I had to research it when I got home to watch the replay because I was at the game, and seeing Josh Harris in a polo shirt strikes me as the genuine person that he is. Right, putting a tie on doesn't necessarily make you professional, doesn't make you genuine. And the same is true if you're wearing a polo shirt between two announcers that don't have their jackets on because it's so hot. And I think Joe Buck may have shorted him on the handshake more so than it was an awkward moment by him, right? But again, as a fellow owner, I work with the D.C. Divas, the women's tackle football team here in D.C. We've had 24 years of what you have stated, and it has not been good for not only the fans, but also for the growth of the game here, whether it's women, young boys, or adults in terms of the fans.
What's the name of this team that you own?
We're the D.C. Divas, the Women's Tackle Football Team and the Women's Football Alliance.
Well, educate us. The women's football, how many teams are there?
There are over 60 teams across the country in Divisions 60. 1, 2, and 3. We're the WFA Pro. We're the Division 1. And without a college feeder system, imagine the smaller markets or the newer teams
competing
with the D.C.
Where? Yeah. So how many games do y'all play, and when do you play?
We play April through July. The National Championship and Hall of Fame was at the Hall of Fame in Canton for the third year in a row, and was on ESPN2, so it's still out
y'all
there to be watched.
Y'all are playing outside through April through when?
Through July.
You got the women outside burning up?
We're not competing with the NFL. We're trying to find our niche in that off season, right?
And so how are y'all traveling? Y'all are financing this? Y'all are getting on planes, like buses? What are y'all doing?
This is the first year of planes for us. We have been on buses before, but you can imagine for the last two decades of coming through the growth system, how it has grown to the point of being able to have more resources. And we're hoping that the Commanders, with that type of ownership that we're seeing, the genuineness of what he appears to be, will recognize the women in the game as well as, you know, the youth in the area and do more in the community, period.
All right. I know they're trying to do flag. Do you need a referee? I think Shep, are you available to referee the Women's Football League?
For you, Rich, I will.
Well, I appreciate that, Shep. And Bobby from Richmond, boy, I tell you what, that's a classic.
Okay. Now, this is another question. I'm serious now. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Sure.
This isn't like a sexy league, like the women are clothed, they're wearing shorts, because I've seen the lingerie, all that other stuff, right?
Yeah, that's I'm with you. I don't want any part of that. I've seen it too, but we're NCAA rules. We wear a full kit. We tackle. We play football. And
how many women do you have on your team?
We had 67 players last year on our team.
Get out of here. So, but my God, where y'all are getting the women from? Rugby? Or just...
No, actually, rugby doesn't want to do it because they're proud of not wearing pads. So very few rugby players have crossed over. But you think about all the other college athletes that have very, very few professional opportunities to be in the WNBA or playing against Serena or whatever it might be. There's very few of those. But 50 years now of Title IX and all those graduates every year that produce these competitive athletes that want something to push themselves, learn something new, play on a bigger team than you've ever been on before, things of that nature. So the pool has grown. The question is, much like the NFL in its first 20 years when everybody had jobs, same for us. It'll be interesting what the next 20 look like.
All right. Now, there was a point in time I was familiar, because I feel like the women's leagues pop up in football every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar at all with the New York Dragons, the women?
Back in the day I was. And,
back in the day.
Sharks,
okay, look at me.
New York Sharks were very successful.
Yes, there you go, the Sharks. So where's that league? That's over?
No, there are now eight different leagues, and when I say leagues, meaning if you have four teams in your league, to me doesn't make a league.
But
the popularity of our league and the history of two decades has now produced more and more women and people that want to do it every year, and that leads to kind of like the XFL, USFL in the professional world.
So women's football league, Rich, is that what
women's
people
football
Google?
Alliance. Yeah, WFA, Women's Football Alliance. And we're the DC
What's the
Divas.
Website? Give the website. No more information. What's the website?
DCDivas.com.
DCDivas.com. All right, Rich, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Good luck.
Appreciate you, JR, for your great work and getting me home safe from FedEx.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you, Rich. Hopefully they tear that place down one day and replace it. That place is a dump. DC. Shep, you going to referee for real?
Not a chance.
Damn. You know, if I'm in D.C., I'll stop by. It's tough. It's tough. There's not, like he said it, the pool is not, it's not even a collegiate sport. 855-212-4CBS.
So, JR, so I'm seeing the viral thing with Josh Harris and Joe Buck.
Shaking a hand?
Yeah, it's so pretty, what? It's a bad look. And Josh just looks to me like
happy.
He's just been, but he also seems like he's pulled an all-nighter. Like he hasn't gotten
happy.
Any sleep. Yeah, and he hasn't gotten any sleep because when you're that kind of, you know, powerful human being and you have a net worth, like you said, of $7 billion and you own three professional sports franchises in North America, you're not going to get a lot of sleep.
Yeah, who cares? It's like, whatever. He looks tired. Whatever. Who cares? Everybody looks tired. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Portland. What's up, Tim?
Hey, JR. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Awesome, man. It has been too long. Always a pleasure to talk to you and Shep. But I was wanted to shift gears a little bit. I was listening to the program, and I heard the topic of James Harden. And it just got me thinking, and I wanted to I'm curious as to how you feel about the situation. It makes me feel like we're in a golden era right now of the lack of awareness of the professional, lack of self-awareness of the professional athlete. And I know that it's been this way since I've been a sports fan. I'm 53 years old. Guys always want to be a number one option or certainly want to benefit financially as much as they possibly can. But it also seemed that there was a time in people's career where they would kind of survey the landscape, realize that they don't fit in that slot anymore, and start looking for opportunities to help a young team out or, you know, be maybe a third or fourth option. I'm very perplexed with Harden because Harden is out there behaving right now like the rest of the world doesn't have eyes. Like, we haven't seen what's been going on the last 7 or 8 years with James.
I don't know if it's so much of a lack of awareness, which is that's part of it, especially if you listen to what his agent had to say last week. Oh, he's working out, best shape of his life, this and that, MVP caliber season, da-da-da-da. I think it's more so just not caring. Now, he doesn't care. He makes so much money. He doesn't care what anybody says or thinks. He's just out there to try to get more money. And it's apparent, and it sucks, which is why I hope he just goes back to China and stays there, and he could finish his career in China for all I care. That's how I feel.
I think I'd be good with that too, JR. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for taking my call, and best wishes to you and Shep. I will talk to you soon, my man.
Thank you, Tim. You know where to find me. Appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, man, folks are delusional. That would be Harden included. Don't move. More of your calls on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. Enjoy your show, man. I've been tuned in for about a month, man. I've been locked in, so I appreciate your work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We have gone through so much tonight. The Washington Commanders and the Ravens, a little warm-up here for Monday Night Football, dress rehearsal for everyone involved, even the production crews. He talked about Sha'Carri Richardson winning a gold medal at the World Championships, the 100-meter. He talked about how bad the Yankees are. We talked about Anthony Edwards losing his mind against Germany as the United States of America gets ready for the start of the FIBA Men's World Cup. We've talked about the Women's World Cup, not basketball, but soccer. Spain beat England 1-0, and the biggest story is the fact that their president, Luis Rubiales, he decided to kiss their superstar player, Jennifer Hermoso, in the mouth to celebrate. People are like, whoa, what you doing, bro? He called them idiots for being critical, and then he apologized.
Who's his idol, JR? Bill Clinton?
I'm sorry?
Who's his idol, Bill Clinton?
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Shep, that's inappropriate.
Sorry.
Who was Bill Clinton kissing in the mouth?
I'm not going to touch that one.
Inappropriate, Shep. Anyway, Jennifer Hermoso, she had no problem with it. She can't kiss the employees in the mouth. You can't do that. We talked about Jonathan Taylor. Indianapolis Colts are saying, yeah, man, go ahead, look for a trade. Look for one. Good luck. It's been reported that Josh Jacobs is going to show up to work eventually. We talked about Stephon Diggs, Stephen A. Smith, saying that He has it on good accord that Stephon Diggs no longer wants to be in Buffalo, regardless of what he says. Stephon Diggs says, okay, all of that is a lie. We talked about Anthony Richardson. For whatever reason, the Colts got him up in mothballs. Steph Curry says he's a better point guard than Magic Johnson. And then Magic Johnson's right behind him. I say, listen, man, Steph Curry, you ain't no point guard, man. You a shooter. Jim Harbaugh going to serve a 3-game suspension against a bunch of nobodies to start the season because of recruiting violations. It's been a busy day. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you didn't hear about this, the New York Knicks are suing the Raptors, a former employee, because some guy who used to work for the Knicks for 3 or 4 seasons, they say that he violated his non-disclosure and basically took all the information up to the Raptors. And it's just certain things you can't make up. I guess if there was going to be an NBA team to sue another one, it would be the New York Knicks. Knicks are kicking their own fans out. They're kicking Charles Oakley out, kicking lawyers out. Of course they're going to sue another team. Even if it is true, who knows? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mo is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mo.
Hey, how you doing, JR? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, love the show. I got to say, you keep me energized at night while I'm out here driving this gas truck. So keep up the good work. But I just have 2 quick points on the Steph Curry statement. First point is I'm going to echo your statement. Steph Curry is not a point guard. That's number one. And even if he were a point guard, you're not the best point guard on your team. That would be Draymond Green. And that's all I had to say. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks for taking my call once again.
Thank you, Mo, for calling from Houston. Yeah, I mean, if he was 6'7" and it was his role to pass the ball, I guess he might be the greatest point guard of all time, but that ain't his job. His job is to shoot. Yes, it's Draymond Green's job more so to go out there and facilitate. Look, how many times have you seen Draymond Green at the top of the key or at the elbow trying to find and identify Steph Curry running around, running over screens, running under the basket, running through screens, trying to get open just to pick and pop? Like, it's not his job to pass. It's not his job to set people up. It's his job to shoot. 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from Chicago.
How you doing, JR?
Good.
I'm from Chicago, and first of all, it was probably the most entertaining preseason game I've ever watched in my entire life.
Wow!
And I think the guy missed a couple points. First of all, the guy that called about how Mr. Harris looked drunk and didn't really put off a good first impression.
Oh my God!
First of all, so he was probably a little disheveled. But you know what? He was probably there at 7 o'clock working all day, watching to see how the football game was being put through. But one of the things that our society is not doing is focusing on the positive. He said flat out that he was from Chevy Chase. He was from a middle-class family. If you saw the picture of him and his family, you could tell that, he wasn't Daniel Snyder in the south of France. This is a guy that paid $6.05 billion for a team, so he obviously has done a lot of positive things in his life to get this point. With the Billy Kilmer shirt, it had nothing to do with the fact that he didn't know about Billy Kilmer. It was just like anybody in their 50s and 60s, you're aging yourself. I don't wear Carlton Fisk White Sox jerseys from the 70s. I don't wear Harold Baines jerseys from the 1980s. Heck, I don't even wear Frank Thomas from the 1990s. I gave them all to my son. He was just looking at it like, oh, man, you're really aging me that, I was 9 years old, not 5 or 6, by the way, when, Billy Kilmer was a player. So, once again, this is systemic through our society where a guy chose to probably wait 20 minutes to get on air to say 2 negative things about some guy that literally just took control of the team a month ago and probably maybe did have some fun today. Every time I've moved into a new house, what do you do after moving in? You party. You know what? If I would have just bought a stadium and a football team, I probably would have partied. Well, but you know what? Give the guy credit for working his butt off to get to that point.
Well, thank you, Rob. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks.
No doubt about it, yeah. Yeah, I move into a house and party too, I guess. I don't know. Too many people. I haven't done that in a long time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take a break. When I come back on the other side, I'm going to get to your calls before I got to roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the man. You better call and be positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, man, time flies when you're having fun. Shep, I feel like I just sat down.
Oh, 4 hours into it, man.
Nah, so what do I do? Do another eight?
According Not to one four, person, you should do all 7 days here, so.
I know that guy wants me to work 8 days a week, 9 days a week. It's been busy. I mean, right before I sat down, and I really do this. I'm always just working and working. I got to sit down and stare at people every now and then. But today, right before I went on air, I went to a special screening for my Star Wars fans out there of Ahsoka, which is going to be on Disney Plus. And I saw the first two episodes in the movies today before they hit Disney. So big shout outs to my main man, Big Tigger, went to check that out. And that was pretty good. So I enjoyed it. Hey, Shepard, you're not a Star Wars fan, right?
Probably not as big as you.
It's the story, the characters, and it's fun, man. I enjoy it. And much love to Tig for putting that together. And so if you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to enjoy that. I love The Mandalorian, and I mean, I can go back and back and back. And the thing is, when you have this many characters and this many stories, it's always easy to crap it up. Star Wars is just so damn good. It's just good. Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's try to get on as many calls as possible before I am just told I got to shut up and leave. Let's go to my friends here in Atlanta. Antonio, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, JR? This is my first time calling in. Okay. I want to tell you you're doing an awesome job, big guy.
Well, thanks, man. They pay me for some reason. I haven't figured it out, but they haven't turned my key card off yet.
Yeah, I'm a old Grady baby, but I want to tell you something okay. about that old school point guard, man. Magic been always been the man. Like I say, with Steph Curry, with the new generation, I mean, back in the days, if you had a player shooting like that back in the days, he'll be sitting on the bench.
Well, but there wasn't even a three-point line. I mean, right. Let alone to say, well, if you're shooting like that, 10, 15 years ago, nobody was shooting like that, you know?
Right. And so that's what's wrong with this, like with the AAU nowadays. Uh-huh. You got all these kids, you know, they don't even want to drive the ball. They just want to shoot the ball from 30 feet. That's about all they want to do.
Yeah, well, they think they're Steph Curry. I mean, that is the effect that he has certainly had on the game. If only everybody could shoot like him, then we might be in business, you know?
Right on. And I just want to make one more comment with the guy calling there from Pittsburgh, man. You know, like they call that the terrible towel. Oh, I got one of my best friends from Pittsburgh, man. I call that the crying towel. Because it seems like everybody from Pittsburgh, they always crying unless they win in a game.
Oh, no, Pittsburgh, people from Pittsburgh are great. Well, you got beef, Antonio?
No, I'm from Atlanta, so I'm born and raised from the ATL. I don't have no beef. It's just the point is I hear always Pittsburgh talking about how many rings they have, and I always tell the guys, a lot of guys that always talk and never played the game. You know, I played in college football and baseball, but a lot of guys be talking all the stuff about sports. A lot of them never played sports. They always just been a fan.
Okay. Well, listen, I ain't playing nothing organized. I just played in the street, Antonio. What you going to say about me?
Well, I ain't got no beef with you about you playing in the street, but I'm just saying, you can hear, like, when you go to the local bars or the lounges in the ATL, and, man, you hear guys going crazy, then the first thing I say, have you ever played high school or college ball? And a lot of them say no. And I always tell them, you don't know the grind then. You don't know the grind for playing organized ball. You know what I'm saying? So how can you go all out and say, this person is better than the next person, when actually you haven't even played no sports?
Antonio, you know, sometimes the eye test will do it all. Come on.
Well, I mean, that's true by the eye test. You know, I mean, you got all the guys. I like Steph Curry. I like him as a basketball player, but I can't compare him with Magic.
Oh, yeah, because it's not the same. Absolutely.
He's a shooting guard. That's all he is. He's a 6'3", 6'2", shooting guard.
Yeah. That's facts.
And Magic, he controlled the game from start to finish, from you taking the ball out from the far end up under the basket all the way to the other end for us, making everybody else better. Kerr don't make everybody else better.
Yep, that's a point guard. It's facts. Well, Antonio, appreciate you, man. You call up anytime, okay?
Thank you, sir. And keep doing a good job, sir.
All right, I'll see you at the Stadium Arena. Give me a holler, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, later. We got Mark from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR?
How are you?
Man, my mouth is on fire, man. I just made some salsa right now, and it is spicy.
You just did what?
I made some salsa. I'm making tacos. So.
Okay. Whew. So you want to talk to me, or you want to eat your tacos?
Yeah, man. No, my mouth is on fire, man.
Hey, Shep, I need advice. What do I do? What the hell do I have to go? I didn't know if we were going towards the dump button or what.
No.
He's like, my mouth is on fire. I'm like, from what?
From tacos, a hot sauce.
Why are you going to call me and eat hot sauce? Like,
I think
why?
Mark's trying to be funny.
You think so?
Yes.
You're trying to be funny, your mouth really burning. To,
not be distracting.
It's burnt, man. So,
your mouth is burning.
My mouth's on fire right now, man. Yeah, it's burning. So talking to you is going to make it better. So, So Tua or Derek Carr, right? I got both of them on my fantasy. And so I'm in a particular situation here because obviously they're going up against the Chargers week one, and it's the first week, but the Chargers offense is also explosive. So I think that's going to be a shootout. But I'm very, very sold on Derek Carr and the Saints. I think they're going to be a dark horse in the NFC. And they're going up against the Titans week one, which I don't think the Titans are going anywhere. Would you agree?
What are you asking me, about the Titans or everything else that you said?
Everything else. I mean, do you think it's going to be a blowout? Do you think it's going to be a shootout between Tua and Justin? Do you think that the Titans are going to suck and Carr is going to surprise some people? Like, who would you start?
Pick one question and ask.
It's just a multitude. A multitude of questions. Like, I mean, here.
Bro, there's other people question. I want to talk to, and this is the end of the show. I'm not going to answer four questions.
Okay. Do you think the Saints are going to be a dark horse in the NFC? Do you think Derek Carr is going to
do what? To win the NFC?
Correct.
No. Thank you, Mark. Drink some water, man. What did they tell you? Drink milk, right? And then milk's supposed to...
Correct.
Ugh. Like, that's not a way you don't want to start a call by, oh, my God, JR, my mouth is on fire. I'm making tacos and hot salsa. Like, come on, why do I care? I thought you calling to talk to me. I don't want to know about your hot mouth tacos, man. Like, what would I be if I sat here and did the show with eating hot sauce? You know, I can't do that. People, every now and then, you know, somebody, hey, what you doing? You sound like you on the toilet. The guy who called us earlier, he was ordering watermelon in the supermarket. I'm like, come on. I hear the checkout. I hear beep, beep, beep. Somebody will call. You know, it's more permissible if you driving and you got your windows down. But even that, it's just like, come on, be cognizant. It's not the subway. It's not the bus. It's a radio show. The idea is to listen. You want the sound to be clear. Like, you don't want to call me from, I don't know, just You know, when it's windy outside, you don't want to call me from a storm. When you're outside, go inside somewhere if you can. I'll never forget the guy who called. Shep, remember the guy, I think you joined not too long after. The guy, he's security. We play it every now and then. And, like, the security alarm for his business was going off. And I said, aren't you supposed to be securing stuff? He's just like, I am. I'm like, okay.
I don't want to work there.
Say again?
I don't want to work there.
Well, where he is?
Yes. Yeah. That's security.
It's like Homer Simpson at the nuclear power plant. It's like, yeah, that's the guy you want in charge of, you know, an entire region. Homer Simpson, yeah. Good job, Mr. Burns. You screwed up. Well, listen, folks. I got to shut up any minute now. Shep, I got to shut up soon, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, I do. And so what are we doing? I'll be back tomorrow, right? Is tomorrow one of the days that I have to work? I understand I got to work 8 days a week now.
Yes, tomorrow is definitely one of those days.
Okay, so I'll be back tomorrow, folks. 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to listen to every minute, every second of the show, it's simple. It's the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and people on a smartphone. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I might be done, but you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief on all social media. And I'm sure by the time we return tomorrow, maybe the Yankees will have lost another game, but they're taking on the Nationals. And then we'll see what other stupid NFL moves get made. JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done. But don't leave here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Y'all be safe. Thank you, Chef.